This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dialed that correctly. To USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And you can listen to us on AM, FM, satellite, YouTube, telephone listen line. I'll give that to you right now. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. We're on 24 hours a day. And you can listen to us on Republic Broadcasting, on a delayed broadcast, and Liberty News Radio. I'm delighted to be broadcasting today with Miles in Europe. Welcome, Miles.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, class. How are you doing?
Miles, it's great to hear your voice. You've got so much to teach us. We have 2 hours today. I wanted to share something that happened last night. I learned about this at the meetup. You know, I've been having some difficulty with a credit card issued by UMB Financial. And I mentioned that on the air that my card had been declined in a number of locations. And they told me that it's because I'm traveling and I didn't inform UMB Bank or UMB Financial. They want me to tell them where I'm going, and I told them absolutely. I don't even know them. Why would I tell them where I'm going? Well, my card was declined at the meetup a couple weeks ago when I handed my UMB Financial credit card to Mike Hicks, who is our waiter and the kitchen manager at Jimmy's Egg. And I was kind of embarrassed. It was a $12 charge, and my credit card was declined. I talked to UMB Financial, and they called me, and they told me they were giving me a courtesy call, letting me know that they were going to report me to the credit bureaus because they didn't seem to like some of the names that I had on the account, like Anthony Soprano. I asked them if they had any particular problems with Anthony not paying his bill, and they said no, but they're going to report me anyway, and it was a courtesy call. And here's the point. The point is a couple points. One is I'm not going to allow them to damage my credit score and have my insurance costs go up for automobile and farm owners and homeowners policies, etc., because these guys don't like the names that they've inherited from a previous bank when they took over the portfolio from Juniper Bank, the previous processor for Casey's General Store, which is the name on the, you know, on the credit card. Well, so they told me that I should really be quite pleased that 99.2% of the transactions that I try to get completed get processed. And I said, no, I'm not really happy with that. 100% is where I really want this to be. I want to use my card and get 100% of my transactions approved. Well, they told me that I was, you know, way up there in the approval ratings of their particular bank. Well, here's the point. So I was talking with Mike Hicks last night, and he handed me his debit card that he got. He received a debit card as a gift, a $50 debit card, and he decided he and his buddies were going to go out and have a beer. And so the bill was, he and his buddies were there, and it came time to pay the bill, and he wanted to treat them because he was given this $50 gift card, a debit card. And it was declined at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. So his debit card that was fully paid, loaded with $50, was declined. And he was embarrassed. So, you know, I guess he was kind of telling me, yeah, it happened to him too. And this was a prepaid debit card. Well, he tried to use that card at a gas station. And he said, he went inside and he said, let me try this and I'd like to put $20 on that pump over there for gasoline. And it worked. And then he said, well, let me put the $30 balance on when he's at two. And that worked. Here's the point. Miles, banks are now controlling where we make our purchases. If they decide that they don't want you to buy from a certain merchant, they can decline your card. That is a huge problem, and that does not happen with cash. No one has ever said to me, well, yeah, actually it happened once. A state government agency told me that they would not accept cash. Other than that, never in my life has a merchant ever said to me, we don't take cash.
Welcome to the new money.
Yeah.
You
it's outrageous.
Vincent, don't waste your time getting on a high horse on that anymore. Mm-hmm. With the Super Bowl, you had the advertisement of PayPal that claimed to be the new money for you, where not only they can measure where you go because it's attached to a credit or a debit card, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. already know where you're shopping online, what your habits are, what you're looking. It's all interconnected with eBay or even with your computer when you have the long-term cookies there that don't expire. They search these information. So whatever you want to do, we are in that octopus scenario already. Don't like
no
that.
No question about it. And Miles, back in the 1980s, I believe it was 1984, 1985, I was meeting with the president of a credit card bank. I was an employee. And in comes the marketing VP, and he says, okay, here's what we're going to do. He just kind of barges in, he says, we're going to take over. We're going to categorize our customers, our credit card customers, by groups. We'll have four groups, and some people want points, some people want rewards, some people want discounts, some people fly, and so forth. So they're all categorized into groups, so that the bank could tailor the offerings for the credit cards based on the spending habits of its customers. What did they buy? Where did they buy it? Were they goal seekers? Were they people who were looking for the best price? What were they? And then tailor the credit card terms and conditions and rates and interest rates and fees and so forth based on their habits. So this was back in the mid-1980s that banks were already looking into this. So I'm sure we are leap years ahead, miles, miles and miles and miles ahead of where we were back then.
Let me tell you how that works, okay? Today, whether you pay with credit card or cash doesn't make any difference anymore. When you are at a cash register, there's a camera pointed to you. So if you pay with cash, that's been registered. Your face is all over their video that is interconnected to a central mainframe system that already is interconnected with Homeland Security and other Alphabet agencies. So it really doesn't matter anymore. Cash is something that died last December. We're going out of cash. And you see that in Europe taking the 500 euros out, and with you they're taking the 100 out. Then they probably take the 20s out that are one of the most circulated bill with you. And this is just a matter of time, or it's a matter of a succession of events that might happen with our economy that they switch over totally digital in an instant. It's not right. worth. It's not worth to waste your time with that anymore.
Okay, then what do you suggest we do?
Brace for the impact. What's coming? The outlook is not very good for what's coming. So, in our last show, we were talking about preparations. I gave you a time frame of get your stuff that you need for your preparedness, for your health as a first line defense, up to end March. And now we are beginning March. So, you have two more or three more weeks to get your ducks in the row. I will give you a couple of examples. From last time that we talked, I bought a 5-year supply of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. 5-year supply for 5 people. I just came back from my shopping spree, and I bought 1,000 meals, baby meals. That is the glass jars all kinds of different ones, because these jars might determine whether you have to work out at some time and there is nothing to buy, or you have to hide somewhere that you have for your day that you need to spend outside, that you have a jar ready to eat. Or somebody is coming by that you don't expect. What are you doing with a baby? I bought a 3-year supply of the instant wheat milk products for babies and toddlers, in order to have that satisfied as well, because you can use that as a currency. Yesterday we were talking with John about that. It's time to get your ducks in the row. Don't waste your time with bragging on something else.
You're absolutely right. And here at the farm, when we're not on the air, we are absolutely busy doing everything we can to prepare for, well, the unknown events and the known events. We know that the financial collapse is happening. We can see it. We can see gas prices here are going up and up. And yesterday at the meetup, I mentioned that I was looking at the gas price map. And in the Springfield, Missouri area, our gas prices are lower than pretty much everywhere else in the country. And they're going up. So, you know, a month ago or so, we were close to $1.18, something like that. And now we are at $1.64 price fixed across Springfield. So it's a rapid, rapid increase. And I mentioned to you off the air that I've ordered fuel for delivery. And, you know, we're going to top off. And you know, we talked about how the low prices were driving the oil producers, you know, out of business, and they were just walking away from their equipment. And so that what we had was an abundance of fuel, and now we're going into a shortage of fuel, or that, at least that's what we think might happen. Is that right? You agree with that still?
I absolutely do. But what nobody's talking about that is that last Friday, the government employees of Saudi Arabia stormed the head mosque in Mecca. This is the place where all the Muslims, if they have the opportunity to go in their lifetime, that they go there. And if they're lucky, they come back, because you can get all kinds of diseases there. And on the way, you might die. So this is the place where this is the most holy place for the Muslims. This place has been stormed by government employees of Saudi Arabia because they were not paid for the last 6 months. So what does that have to do with our economic situation? We get into that after the break, I guess.
Sounds wonderful. Miles is with us. Miles is in Europe, SeniorUSAPrepares.com instructor. I'm Vin Finelli. You might want to share this broadcast with friends and family. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Miles in Europe is with us. So, Miles, in Saudi Arabia, the price of oil was high at one time, and it's been coming down, and it's had some impact. Please continue.
Well, last Friday, the government employees stormed the head mosque because they were not paid for the last 6 months. That gives you kind of a picture of the state of the situation in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They're involved in all these wars with Yemen, and they're funding ISIS and other countries such as Turkey. Turkey is a large receiver of monetary funds. And what we see here now, where I'm at, is we are having the Saudi families coming onto different territories and building up other bread baskets for them to live after what's going to happen with Saudi Arabia. This is huge. The implications on that is when Saudi Arabia is stopping to pump oil, you will find out that the oil price suddenly spikes up again. And what comes next will be the overload onto the system, because demand is being higher than the actual production, and they have to sit down, negotiate the quotas again. And in the meantime, that might have sent ripples through your economy, and you might find out that the dollar gets some devaluation in that time. So you really have not the time to focus on side playgrounds. You really need to stay focused for what's coming in the next 6 to 9 months. And to make that very clear to you, I send you a link that I like you to open up to find out about that more. 2 years ago, we both discussed the Deagle homepage. with the numbers that they had for certain countries with the development of populations and the GDP. All these numbers have been changed, and it's very interesting to look up these numbers.
Class, if you'd like to follow along, you can go to deagel.com, deagel.com. And I'll post a link to this on our website, USA Prepares, during the broadcast. Miles, as as we talk about Saudi Arabia and we talk about oil, are you seeing shortages in everything that relates to oil? I'm talking about rubber products, I'm talking about lubricating oils and greases and so forth. What makes the planet operate? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the lubricant manufacturers are taking their hits as well right now. It's a concentration of the market of lubricant manufacturers. We owe that due to the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Trans-Atlantic Partnership, the Trans-Asia Partnership. We are moving towards a new world dominance of a multipolar world. We're moving away from the unipolar world where America dominated everything. Now, the players have to make contracts in order to know how they like to work with each other. And so you see corporations evaporating, merging together. We'll see countries merging together as you saw with the European Union. The European Union is talking about now not issuing national passports anymore, but only European passports. So this is the way to go. This is going to happen. And the consequence for that will be that everything will be a digital currency, because in these Trans-Pacific and Trans-Atlantic partnerships and Trans-Asia partnerships, everything can only be monitored and steered, and the statistics can be done really accurate if you have everything digitalized. But don't worry, the politicians will still get their bribes in gold and silver then, not in the digital currency.
Miles, I was talking to the meetup group last night, and I just mentioned something that was just some anecdotal evidence of a small supply chain problem. There's a lubricant that I like for some of our air-cooled engines, and it's sold by Walmart, and I had several jugs of it, 5-quart jugs. It's called SuperTech, and there's a viscosity that I like. It's a 5W30, and I use it in the air-cooled engines. And
sure,
it's not Mobile One, which we use in our vehicles, but they're out of it. They're out of it all over Missouri. And no one.
You start seeing it now. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And the reports on the internet say it's a pretty good lubricant, and it's relatively inexpensive. So yeah, and this is the an early alert, I think. I'd like to get your opinion on that when we come back.
Sure.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Miles, what happened was I asked our son, who was traveling near Marshfield, Missouri, if he could pick up 3 jugs of 5 quarts each of this SuperTech oil. And I was servicing some of the air-cooled equipment that we have on the farm. And he came back and he said, "They're out of it, Dad." And I said, "Are they going to get some more in?" And he said, "They didn't know." So I was heading to Springfield last night, and I called about 4 Walmarts in Springfield area. and none of them had this SuperTech oil, and nobody knew when they would get it, and they said the warehouse is out of it. So this is not really all that significant. It's just one little tiny piece of anecdotal evidence that there is, they're beginning to have supply chain absences or products not available that we just think that they're always going to be around.
Let me give you an example. Received a shipment of spare parts, and I waited 4 weeks for these shipments because I wanted to have it shipped when it's completed and not pay for every part of the shipment. So I ordered for our old Mercedes, our old 210 station wagon S-Class front shock absorbers. These are made by Bilstein. They are the OEs. It took 4 weeks to get these shock absorbers. Engine mounts. Mm-hmm. The OE quality rated ones, they took 2 weeks to get them. The other item was the drivetrain, the cardan joints. They took 10 days to be wholesaled and then to come to my parts dealer. So we're talking about feelable shortages on items that were commonly available a year ago or that were very easy to purchase at your local parts store. Was not an issue. Now we have that. There's other items such as high technical greases, especially I was using a certain grease from 3M that was the full synthetic grease, silicone grease that you can use as a dipole grease, or you can mount rubber mounts better to the chassis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3M is not providing that anymore to Europe now. It's only available in America right now. And the list goes on and on with that. So for me, it's not only a punctual evidence. I see it happening all over when I do purchases now. It's not as that the aisles on the supermarkets are getting more empty. But, for example, one supermarket, the Aldi supermarket here in Germany, when I went to Germany, they normally had a pretty good variety on fruits. Now, they tripled the display of oranges in order to fill the gaps.
Mm-hmm. We've noticed the same thing. And we've noticed that the price on some fruit is going way up, like double, 2.5 times.
Cucumbers and peppers. It's very interesting to look at the prices of cucumbers and peppers. I had that conversation on the weekend with Joey from Michigan, and I checked today the cucumber prices. Well, they already doubled from that what was normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we're seeing here. Miles, we have Rich in Montana calling. Rich Sheban, welcome.
How are you guys today?
Hey, Rich, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well with your back.
Oh, doing great. Yeah, no complaints. As long as I do everything with moderation and modification, I'm hanging in there, buddy. Hey, I was listening to what you were saying earlier, and it's very interesting what's happening in Saudi Arabia with oil right now. But I was really interested in what you had to say with digital cashless money and commerce for the TPP and all these trade agreements, which, as everybody knows, puts America in a deficit because we never get a surplus out of that. But my specific questions are, do you think it's going to be, are they going to be using SDRs? And when we go cashless, whether it be here or over in Europe, and because I know they're pushing for it because the big banks and the UN and the central banks, they certainly don't want any accountability, so they can just add zeros and commas and all the digits they want in their buddies' accounts and take from everybody else and make slaves out of the majority of the people. So if we go cashless, or when we go cashless, because I know I've been reading so much about it, what kind of a timeline, Miles, do you think we're going to have where physical cash would be outlawed? And how do you think they're going to go about that?
Great question. They will go about – it's a very simple scenario that will play out. When your economy starts tanking, when you see that the dollar loses its value against silver, copper, and gold, this is the signal when things are going starting to go bad worldwide in the Northern Hemisphere, by the way. It's not only your financial system that is in shambles there. It is the entire so-called Western financial system that is going to collapse because it's working on the IBAN system.
system and on the SWIFT system. These are the central bank systems that have been implemented, and that will fall apart. So when you find out the silver price going up against the dollar, where copper is a very good indicator. Copper actually was a very good indicator for the last 70 years in measurement of the value of the dollar. This is the point where you have actual reference how the dollar developed or was devalued in the last 50 years.
Well, we could all see how fiat currencies around the globe are losing, especially when they're backed by absolutely nothing, are losing confidence by the consumer, and all this printing of money and the U.S. Treasury giving out IOUs. It's certainly obvious to the people that we're in a bad place looking with foresight. So that being said, because of what you just said regarding silver and gold going up, do you feel that silver and gold will be used as legal commerce or at least barter at the table in the future for goods and services?
Yes, it will be, of course. When you go back to the Black Friday in the 20s, there were some investors who bought an entire block in New York, in Manhattan, for 1 ounce of gold. So when you put that into relation, for heavy investments, gold will still be the carrier of value. But on a daily basis, I think you will have a transition time where you need more physical assets that provide benefit to somebody else, such as magnesium. When people start cramping because they're not having adequate nutrition, they need to buffer that. So magnesium will be something. Sodium bicarbonate will be something, because acid reflux or stomach problems or to brush your teeth, that will be something that you can very easily trade for something else. Salt, baby food, these things. It's John Reagan was talking about that yesterday, that gold and silver has not the ability to be a daily trading commodity against food. You will have to provide some food or some other health beneficial item against some other health beneficial item in the transition time.
So when this transition occurs, where gold and silver starts going up and fiat currencies start descending and they go digital, what...
Stop. Just stop here. Before they go digital...
Hypothetical.
Yeah, before they go digital, they wreck your payment systems. They will shut down the credit card system.
So for the average Joe out there, for what's left of the middle class, whether it be in Europe or the United States, what recommendations do you have besides maybe having a little food, maybe buying a little gold and silver? I mean, what would you tell the bottom 93% where the melting of the middle class have really gone into the category of the poor? Because the poor and the middle class, and I give this talk all the time, the rise of political correctness and the fall of the middle class, and I have a chart that it's a compilation of many charts with an X and Y axis. And the vertical axis is dollars, net worth, cash flow, money under the mattress, assets, et cetera, and the bottom is population. The bottom line is the bottom 93% in America is very little difference in wealth. And basically the top 7%, especially that 1-2% that control the big banks, the six corporations that control the media, et cetera, they're in a different situation. So the bottom 93%, Miles, what plan of action would you give to Americans and Europeans right now?
My recommendation is to prepare something that in our lifetimes only a few folks have witnessed, and that would be the financial crash, the Black Friday in the 20s, or the situation after World War II in Europe.
Miles, are you saying prepare for those days because they're coming? Again.
Guys, look, 3 weeks ago I had to chase one of these immigrants here because they were hiding in the woods. I tripped over my feet and I fell. And I thought, well, while I was falling, I was thinking, well, that's a pretty good analogy. We are already in free fall. The shirt, our shirt already touched the ground. The worst part of the impact is when your full body weight comes down to that point of the lowest point of impact. And we already touched our shirt. Now prepare for your body to touch the ground. And then you have a succession period of approximately 6 to 9 months where you start seeing things really, really bad to develop. And just to put that into a foundation, Deagle changed its forecast for the American populace from 160 million people that survived that to 40 million.
Okay. Well, in other words, people need to start waking up and start talking about truth and plans of actions and synergy.
We're past that. Right now, it's only you can prepare for what's coming. Get what you can while you can, and this is all you can do now. What you can do with others later, this is a topic of discussion that you might have with somebody who's coming out on the other end.
Miles, we're talking about 12% survival, right?
Well, it is like 8 out of 9 people that you know will not come through that. Look at your children, your grandchildren, and ask yourself the question what you can do today in the next 2-3 weeks where you don't feel anything in order to prepare for that, what's inevitable.
Rich, thanks so much for your call.
Oh,
I appreciate
thank you, Vince. Nice talking to you, Miles.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Miles and I will be right back. And, Miles, I really believe time is short, and I'll mention something I said at the meetup last night, and I'd like your comment on it. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Miles, I have a very short story I want to share with you. I shared it at the meetup, and I'll tell it very quickly. And there's a reason I want to share this. I had a call here at the farmhouse, and a gentleman called and said, I talked to your son. What a delightful young man. He's so articulate, so pleasant. And I said, are you sure you have the right number? I'm sure you've talked to him. And here's why I'm mentioning that. So this woman, I was with my son at our friend's tire shop, and it's a small tire shop in where we live, and guy put in a new driveway, and I looked, and this woman came in, and her car was making some noises, and she left a trail of oil from the road all the way to where she parked it on his new driveway. And she didn't care that she just put oil all over his driveway. And so I went out to help her, and I said, ma'am, you got an oil leak. And she said, it's just a little leak. And I said, no, ma'am, this is a gusher. So she was going to check her oil, and the car was leaning. And I said, no, you can't check your oil on this kind of an angle. You got to have it more level than that. And she was not concerned about me trying to help her, and I was going to try to find the oil leak and see if we could help her and fix it. And so she was annoyed. And my son kind of grabs me and pulls me away, and he said, Dad, knock it off. Forget it. Just forget it. And he was annoyed that I was spending my time trying to help this woman who just absolutely knew everything, didn't care, and she wasn't going to, probably make it home anyway because of her ignorance to the facts. The point I'm trying to make, Miles, that is one of the 88% that we're talking about that won't make it. And we can't let them drag us down. I'm sorry to say that.
Well, Vincent, let's bring it to farmer's terms, okay? I like the farmer's analogies sometimes to that. So let me try this one here. Don't try to teach a pig to sing or dance. You will irritate the pig, and it eventually will run away.
Yeah.
So you don't have time to worry about that anymore. Look, the outlook for America is 40 million. For Europe, for the German-speaking population, it's half. And the ones that are not smart enough to take their preparations now, and I mean instantly now, it might be really the last call that they have. And it's very easy for me to be very quiet about that or talk very calm about that, because everybody had enough of time to see things coming when 2007, the bubble bursted, the first huge bubble bursted, and all these banks went berserk. And the same thing will happen here again. We will have a centralization of power in certain banks that then will hold the blockchain, such as Bitcoin. If you research Bitcoin, you will find out that DARPA, the research agency of the military, they are the ones who own the blockchain, and it was invented at the MIT. It was known back then when the Bitcoin was introduced to more people because the community of Bitcoiners was small. Now it's large. Nobody's taking care of that. Everybody just wants to try to park its value, its money or their money somewhere where it can do something. And I think this is just my opinion, my thoughts on that. The best place to start is not only with your food, but with your personal items that you need on a daily basis for your health. Because if your health is not staying right, you won't make it.
Just one member of the family being ill, having a disease, can bring the whole family down. I've seen it. I've absolutely seen it. And what I'm seeing at the meetup last night, I was talking with one of my dear friends who has a spot on his kidney. And it's not good. It's not good. And he's an independent businessman, and, you know, it could take down the business. It literally could do that, which would destroy the family. Just one guy. One out of four in this family can take down the whole family. And turn them into paupers. Miles is with us. We'll be right back. And we're talking about preparedness. We're talking about what we really see happening. Doesn't look good. And if you're not preparing, you're not paying attention. Please share this broadcast with your family members and close friends. We'll be back after Top of the Hour. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.